expressed a little concern at the start of the week about the first practice. Did things come around this week?
They did. I thought the last 2 days were really good. Yep. I thought we practiced hard and got a lot accomplished, a lot of things done in practice.
You see any? Is there any difference with Mallett this week after he had that first start with you guys? Is there any difference at all?
No, I think he's been consistent this week. He's worked very hard. He's been in here early, staying late. I think he's had a decent week, and I just like how he's approaching each day.
From your experience, when you see a guy get in there and get all those reps of game time action, do you see a difference the second game?
Well, you know, I think anytime you can go in there in your first start and play decently, it has to give you some confidence to be able to go out there and do it again. Now, the issue is, you know, you've got a whole different challenge. It's a totally different team, different scheme, and you know, a really good football team here in Cincinnati. So that's the challenge. But he's approached every day with the same, you know, for lack of a better term, business-like approach, so which has been good to see.
Obviously, the only thing that's on your mind right now is Cincinnati on Sunday. You're looking at Ryan. Are you totally tunnel vision on Ryan Mallett, or looking at the quarterback big picture at all at this point? Is it now just a matter of getting Ryan ready game by game?
Cincinnati. That's it.
My colleague asked me to ask that.
That's all right. So we ran a bus over him. So we threw him under the bus. Who's your colleague? You owe him a beer or something. Holy smokes. All right.
Hey, don't tell him.
I won't. Yeah, we won't tell him. Shut those cameras off.
Never have asked.
No, I think the big thing there, Dale, is, you know, we're focused on Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati is a good football team. They present a number of different challenges to us on both sides of the ball and on special teams. You know, so we're very focused on them.
How did Alfred respond not only to his workload? I mean, I was,
you know, the thing about Alfred, he's been the same ever since he got here, as far as his approach to ever since he arrived here, as far as his approach to practice and meetings, and you know, he's a kid that's definitely wise beyond his years. You know, he comes in here and he understands how to approach things. I give LSU a lot of credit there. You know, he played in a good college football program, and he comes here and he approaches things in a very business-like way on each and every day.
Well, Andre made that observation about him, just seeing him at the start of training camp. He said, I think this kid can help us because he just busts his butt every day.
Who's that?
Andre talking about
Alfred. Andre Johnson? Yeah, well, I mean, when, you know, when I think when it comes from a guy like Andre Johnson, that carries a lot of weight. And, I think Alfred has done a good job. He really studies the game. He studies the game plan. He practices hard. He's a tough kid. He's a good teammate. He's unselfish. He's everything that you're looking for in a teammate.
Didn't it seem like you guys reduced his load on special teams at all, even though he was starting and playing that much? What gave you confidence that that wouldn't be an issue?
Yeah, you're right about that, Tanya. We didn't, and I think we probably need to watch that moving forward. But he's such an important part of our special teams units that you know, it's kind of we have to be aware, though, that he carried the ball 36 times in that game, and I'm not sure how much he'll carry the ball on Sunday, but you know, we have to be aware of that.
Was 36 his max, or were you keeping count during the game?
You know, we don't really keep count on that. You know, we definitely communicate with how they're feeling on the sideline, and we rotated him in there. I mean, you know, Grimes went in there and he had some carries and did a good job. So but we definitely talk to him between series, like, how are you feeling, how are you doing? And, you know, of course, most of these guys tell us I'm doing great. But, you know, we do a good job of having a good feel for that.
Coach, you see a different practice after a win? Kind of guys amped up, revived a little bit?
Yeah, we've had some good energy, especially the last 2 days. You know, we've had good energy the last 2 days. I think the guys have been detailed. You know, they were out there today. They were flying around today, which was good to see. Now, you know, of course, I've been around teams where you've had, you know, great, great practice weeks, and then Sunday was a different story and vice versa. So it all comes down to how we play on Sunday. I know these guys know that these games are very, very important. Like I said a few weeks ago, in the NFL, it really comes down to Thanksgiving. You know, the season really gets going at Thanksgiving, and it's just about Thanksgiving. So we need to play well on Sunday.
You guys defensively defensively seem to be as healthy as you've been all year right now. Is that kind of a blessing to have that happen right at this point in the season?
With the exception of Kareem. You know, Kareem not being in there, you know, that's a starting corner in this league. So, and the other guys that have come in for him have stepped up and done some decent things. But you're right. I mean, overall, knock on wood, we've stayed fairly healthy, and it's good to be healthy at this time of year.
How much do you rely on a guy like Jonathan Joseph and his experience and leadership in the secondary?
A lot. Yeah, Jonathan Joseph is definitely one of the leaders of this team. I mean, he's not only on defense but in that locker room. He's just a very professional guy. The way he approaches every day, you know, he wants to practice. He wants to be out there. He's done a lot for this football team this year, and you know that's the type of leadership we're always looking for, and he provides it.
Have you made any decision on Aaron?
No.
I know you kind of addressed it in the beginning, but can you just talk about, once again, Mallett's business-like approach and on to the next one, that mentality the entire team is kind of adopting?
He's done a good job. I think one thing that I noticed about him, you know, I only had him as a rookie before he came here, and one thing that I noticed right away about him was his approach to the game when he came here. And I think that says a lot about, you know, himself, how he's learned to become a professional football player over the years. It says a lot about, obviously, New England and how he was trained in New England, backing up Tom Brady, being coached there. And he came here, and he is, every single day so far, he's been in the right routine. You know, he's here at 5:45 in the morning. He's taking care of his body. He's studying tape. He's going to be here till 5 or 6 o'clock tonight doing the same thing, studying tape. And I think as long as he keeps going that way and he understands that, he'll be fine. And that's been something that's been impressive to see, you know, behind the scenes.
Thank you.